What is happening, everybody? Welcome to the Houston Open. And just 2 weeks left in this fall swing before we get a month off of golf. I'm sure everyone's going to miss it just as much as I am, but I guess a welcomed couple weeks off as we reset for the new year. But before we do that, we're going to go to the Houston Open, played this year at Memorial Park. And yes, if you've read a couple of things this week, you've probably seen that Brooks Koepka has had a hand in the redesign of this golf course, getting it ready for a PGA Tour event. Hopefully that'll help his recent results, as they have not been good recently. Speaking of not being good recently, well, Kevin Streelman has not been good recently, and he was part of my fades last week as I go into a quick review. Streelman, Varner, Fitzpatrick, three great fades, probably one of the reasons why I had a profitable week. It could have been much more profitable had I had gone to Carlos Ortiz instead of Gary Woodland, who missed the cut. Vincent Whaley was one of my first picks as well. He scored 80 DraftKings points, but almost came in last place. Still, the 80 DraftKings points was huge. In fact, I think I saw him as part of the winning PGA DFS lineup last week. So crazy. Woodland missed the cut, and then my picks got pretty good. Neiman a top five, Thomas a top two, and, well, Ricky Fowler, he made a bogey on the last hole to push him outside of the top 30. So Fowler still making the cut at T45. All right, let's jump right into the picks and fades this week. We start off with our fades. Three pretty big names. And also, one guy that I used as one of my picks last week, he's going to be in the fades this week. Let's start off with Max Homa. $8,000, pretty reasonable price. He came in 48th here last year. But at 20% owned, I just don't want to play him at that price and that ownership. When we look at his strokes gain rank, I'll go into a little bit more detail why I don't want to play him. 78th off the tee, 44th on the approach, but 162 around the green. He's going to struggle there this week, and maybe that's why he did here last year as well. His around the green game is just not up to snuff, not up to elite level. That's for sure, being ranked 162nd. He's also 118 putting, so it doesn't make it back up with his putter. He is streaky, though. He can get hot at times. Next golfer I want to fade, well, let's talk about Joaquin Neiman. The exact same reason that I don't want to play Max Homa is the exact same reason I don't want to play Neiman. He's ranked 136th in strokes gained around the green, but he is coming in with better form, 15% owned. It was either between him or Aaron Wise, and Aaron Wise is coming in with double the ownership that Neiman is. But for some reason, I'm having a little bit easier time clicking Wise's name than I am Neiman this week, so one of them is going to have to be a fade, plus got another guy here too. Let's talk about Neiman coming in off a fifth place finish, a very good couple of rounds in Mexico, a couple of two mediocre rounds. Still, strokes gained looks pretty good. 14th off the tee, 41 on the approach. Ball striking is great. His putting vastly improved last year, ranking 47th. Still, I think he'll struggle around the green at this golf course. Just doesn't seem like a great fit. And the last guy I want to fade, well, this is pretty much based off of Sunday's performance. There's got to be some type of regression in Taylor Gooch's form, right? I mean, the guy is playing an elite level, put himself in a chance to win last week, but had a bad Sunday in that last final group. Coming in at 9,300 and almost 30% owned, however, I think it may be a time to fade Gooch. I may get bit in the butt for this one, but still, I think it's a perfect opportunity to try and get some leverage on a guy that has been playing well and saw that form kind of turn on him on Sunday. So let's take a look at his other stats. 28% owned, like I said, did come in fourth here last year, but he gained almost 8 strokes putting, his best putting performance of the entire year. Strokes gained ranked 132 off the tee, 35 on the approach, 53 around the green, and 80th putting. All right, now let's get into my picks, and we're going to start off with Aaron Rye, coming in at 6,900 and just 3% owned this week. We finally found what I would call a break in the form. 15th place last week in Mayakoba. Finally seeing some of that upside we've seen on the European Tour here on the PGA. And I think this is a good fit for him. He's good pretty much everywhere. He doesn't drive the ball long, which you don't need here. And he's pretty solid pretty much throughout the bag. So 6,900, 3% owned, I think a perfect spot to give Aaron Rye a bit of a look. Next two guys I want to talk about, well, Ryan Palmer and Ian Poulter. Okay, so let's talk about Poulter. Poulter was in the mix in Mexico, 7 under par through 12 holes plus 18, 30 holes of the tournament. Then he got to 13 and things got crazy. He even made a tweet about it, which normally we don't see from the PGA Tour. Even said things were going very well, and one swing and one bad break ended up costing him, I don't even know what he got. It might have even been a quad. He ended up missing the cut because of it. So Coming back here, he's very, very good around the green, puts the ball in play, and has actually won this event before, not at this tournament. But I do like Ian Poulter, and I do like Ryan Palmer. The play at Palmer in Texas narrative is back in full swing. But for Palmer, he had a great year last year. But this year hasn't been as good. Finally, we saw some upside last week. He came in 27th, but was higher on the leaderboard for much of the tournament and then had a bad finish there. But still, at 7,100 and 5% owned, I think it's a great spot to pick up Ryan Palmer on the upswing. We look at his strokes gain, ranks 49th off the tee, 62 on the approach, 148 around the green, and 89 putting. Here's the difference. He's only 7,100 versus a Max Homa, Joaquin Niemann, who are both above 8,000. So while they all might be bad around the green, ownership and price dictate for Ryan Palmer for me. All right, this is a new one. Cameron Tringale. He's going to be a play for me this week instead of a fade, coming in at 8,300 and below 10% owned. That's a nice sweet spot. He's had a great season start to the season, and pretty much the strokes gain rank is exactly what we'd want here. He's very good on and around the green. He's very good with his approaches, and his off the tee numbers, well, they're okay. He ranked 115th last year, 45 on the approach, 29 around the green, and 16 putting. So for Tringale, missed the cut last week. Probably people are going to be off him. I think it's a great time to jump back in. I think it's a good course fit. Came in 29th last year. Speaking of a good course fit, Christian Bezuidenhout, he might be one of the best golfers on and around the green. And coming in at 8,600 and just 9% owned, I tried to play him a couple of weeks ago in Bermuda. Ended up having a bad Sunday, but had a nice bounce back week last week, coming in 15th, showing that type of form that we know is there for the South African. So let's load him back up. He didn't play here last year. Wasn't a full PGA Tour member, so he didn't have status. And we don't have official strokes gain ranks for him either. But for Bezuidenhout, again, 8,600 and below 10% owned, I think it's a great spot to go in. And the last one I want to talk about, this one may be a little bit different. Brooks Koepka was one name I could have chosen up here. 6.4% owned. His ball striking looked okay last week. His putter was horrific. That'll choose this week. So I'm going to play him, and I'm going to play this other guy, Patrick Reed. A home game for Reed this week here in Houston, Texas. Coming in at $9,000. And again, similar to Bezuidenhout, 9% owned. I think he's got a great profile for this course. Did not play here last year, however, and has shown us some upside in the last couple of weeks, coming in second in Bermuda. In 56 last week at Mayakoba, but still ended up making the cut, which is important for him to show some consistency. And for Reed, when we look at the strokes gain ranks, 114 off the tee, that's okay for him. 43 on the approach, 8 around the green, and 4th putting. So a really good statistical makeup there for Reed. And I think it's a good setup for him here this week. Again, I think he should be priced, say, somewhere up with the Adam Scott, maybe even 10,000 at Ty Hatton. But the fact that we're getting him at 9,000, and it seems as though early on in this week, not many gamers want to roster him, I think it's a great spot for Patrick Reed. All right, that's going to do it here for my top picks and fades for the Houston Open. I want to thank Prize Picks here, the sponsor of this video on demand. Of course, if you haven't checked them out, run on over to Prize Picks. You can download it in the Google Store or on your Apple devices. Of course, you can use their website as well. And they are a player props-based contest site that you can go. And what you do is you pick anywhere between 2 and 5 props. You can even use cross sports props if you want. And what you're going to do is you're going to choose an over or an under on the prop that you choose. Again, 2 to 5 of them. A 5-man prop parlay, if you will. 5-man prop is going to give you almost 10x your money on over on Prize Picks. So thanks for them for the continued support. Go and check them out. Use promo code AWESOMO and get $100 on your first deposit match free. So, all right, let's go quickly on my fades. Max Homa, Joaquin Niemann, Taylor Gooch, and my plays, Aaron Rye, Ryan Palmer, Cameron Tringale, Christian Bezuidenhout, and Patrick Reed. Okay, that will do it for us. Until next week, the last week of the fall swing, we go down to Sea Island, Georgia for the RSM Classic. So until next week, everybody, good luck at the Houston Open, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.